Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. A campus-wide alert remains in place at Ohio State University, where OSU police have reported an active shooter. Earlier this morning, at about 10 a.m. this morning, the police reported an active shooter at Watts Hall at 19th and College, where dozens of officers have converged on campus and urged students and faculty to shelter in place. That campus-wide alert remains in place. We're talking about this incident today on All Sides. Police have also surrounded and evacuated a parking garage at Tuttle and Lane, and seven people have been injured in this incident. That's what we know so far. Joining us now is Esther Honig, WOSU News reporter Esther Honig. Hi, Esther.
Hi, Ann. I'm still outside the parking garage on the Lane Avenue parking garage. I don't have much information. They've just brought someone out from the building. Looks like his hands are behind his back, but I don't have any information confirming who this is. That is about all that I have. It is still an active scene, I believe, but we just saw the SWAT teams go up into the building, and I believe they just brought someone out and put them into a car.
When you say building, are you talking about the parking garage or Watts Hall?
Yes. I'm talking about the parking garage, the Lane Avenue parking garage.
Okay. And can you tell us what that parking garage looks like, how many levels it is, and how many people were taken out of there today?
It looks like it's at least seven levels. This is a fairly large building on the corner of Lane and Tuttle Park Tuttle Park Place. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they had possibly someone who was up in that building. It looks like they just brought them down and put them under arrest.
And they've taken them out of the building and put them into a police?
Just as we speak, yes.
Okay. Has anyone come out to talk to you yet?
No. All media has been pushed back behind the ROTC building on campus, so we were able to observe, but they've made sure that they're trying to keep us out of the line of fire. No one has been able to confirm any information here at the site.
Okay. Also with me in the studio, Mike Thompson, news director Mike Thompson for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. Mike Thompson, what do we know so far about anything about the injured?
We don't know anything about the injured. We have heard from the Columbus Fire Department that seven people were injured and taken to local hospitals. We don't know the extent of the injuries. We don't know who was injured, whether it was students, faculty, staff, police officers, or suspects. That's basically all we know. We know there were basically two scenes, one at Watts Hall on 19th and one where Esther is now at the parking garage at the corner of Lane Avenue and Tuttle, right near the Blackwell Inn, right not too far from the stadium across from the ROTC building. That's the garage, the brand new garage there. And there are offices on the first floor of that building as well, some student services offices and things like that. So it's not just a garage. There is staff there. But that's basically all we know. There's a lot of other reports floating around. But all we've been able to confirm is that seven people have been hurt. And we do have from an OSU lab supervisor wrote an email to staff and students that a professor was stabbed and was taken to the hospital. We do not know the extent of the injuries of that person.
And we don't know necessarily whether it was related or anything like that.
No, from the email, okay. This was all related. The email basically said there was an emergency. Witnesses were being taken to a room in Watts Hall, and this professor was stabbed as a part of this incident.
Okay. Esther Honig, are there people on campus now? What are you seeing?
Most students in the area, I see some students watching from windows. As Mike said, at the hotel, there are some guests watching from their windows. There are some students back here behind the building with the news crews. But other than that, the place has been vacated. The cops are still on alert. Sirens still flashing, and gosh, at least I would say 40 or 50 officers in the area, as well as there's armored vehicles, and it looks like some of these officers are in SWAT gear.
We do have an email that was sent to a grad student. It was sent by a grad student in the Watts Hall area. And this person writes, he was in class at about 9 o'clock this morning, 9:10, when the fire alarm went off. Everyone went into the courtyard. Probably 200 or more people were there as classes were going on at about 9 o'clock this morning. The fire department arrived 5 minutes later. Everyone stayed outside. At about 9:50, the fire department leaves, and this person walked inside, one of three people who did so. This person writes, "At that time, a car drove into the crowd, sending bodies flying, and a short man came running out with a gun. Several reports say that he shot. Some people say he had a knife." This person also writes that the professor was stabbed in the leg. Again, these are early reports, but this is from a witness at the scene, a grad student at Watts Hall. This person writes, "The police were already on the scene due to the fire alarm. And the man that the short man that came running out allegedly with a gun was running down 19th with campus police chasing him. And this person says that campus police shot him. And this person also included a picture of the what appears to be a body lying on a sidewalk. Again, this is all unconfirmed. But this is what we have right now from what we believe to be reputable sources.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. A campus-wide alert remains in place at Ohio State University. OSU police reported that at about 10 a.m. this morning, an active shooter at Watts Hall at 19th and College injured, at least we know, injured roughly maybe seven people that we know of. We have heard reports now from Esther Honig, WSU News reporter Esther Honig, that a man has been taken away in handcuffs. Esther, you're still over by the garage over by Lane Avenue, the Lane Avenue garage. What's happening now?
It looks like, it's sort of the same situation. Folks are standing alert. Police are still in position. It does appear that they've taken someone away, but they have not told us that the situation is clear or that we can leave from our position here behind the ORTC building.
Okay. I'm going to turn now to Colin Ridgway, OSU grad student. Hi, Colin, you're on the air.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. I know very little. I understand that you were in the area when the shootings occurred, or was it when they were removing the man from the building?
So I was, I can give you a complete breakdown of my situation. It was about 9:10. The fire alarms went off in the building of McQuigg, Watts, Fontana, and Cofault. At that point, about 200 students exited to the McQuigg Courtyard, which is a enclosed on three sides area right on 19th Avenue. The fire department responded to the fire alarms going off. They entered the building, and they were then inside for about 30 minutes. After about 30 minutes, the police department did arrive, and the fire department began to leave. At that point, I chose to step inside to the building as I believe the threat was over. And at that point, I was told that a vehicle came caroming into the student body, which included, like I said, about 200 people. Some people say that there was a bomb, but I do have multiple reports of friends telling me who were there say that bodies went flying, and a man came out and was had a machete as well as a gun. Multiple shots were fired. I know a professor was slashed with a machete in the leg, and several other victims were shot. I believe four of the eight were gunshot victims. So I know that the shooter then headed west on 19th Avenue towards the Seebeck Engineering Building. At that point, the Columbus Police Department and the Campus Police Department were already on the scene and did take down that victim with lethal force.
Colin, this is Mike Thompson. How much of this did you see, or how much of this, just so we're clear, how much of this is what people told you?
I walked indoors as soon as this happened. So within 30 seconds of me walking inside, this did happen. So I do not have visual evidence, but fellow students who were in my class came running inside and instantly reported the
what they saw.
Reported this to me.
Did you hear gunshots?
I did not hear gunshots.
And did you see the altercation between the police and that man that was on 19th?
I did not see that, but I do have visual evidence of a person no longer with life.
Yeah, you sent us that picture by email.
Tell us about Watts Hall. It's not a dormitory. It's a classroom building, right?
Correct. It's a classroom building with about probably 10 or so classes or classrooms in it, but it's mainly a staff and a research room or building. The reports are that this occurred in Watts Hall, but it really took place in front of McQuigg. It's the McQuigg courtyard. And there's a class that seats over 120 students that was they were all standing outside at the time of this occurrence.
And it's when you talk about classes, these are science classes, science classrooms, engineering.
Yeah, this is a my class that I was taking is an engineering course. I was out there with my fellow 20 students, and then there was an engineering course at the junior level, had 120 students in it. They were also outside as well with all of these staff, professors, and students.
What happened to everybody now? Where is everybody? Are they back in the building or what?
We've been instructed to not disclose the location right now. We're not allowed to leave. We're not allowed to move. We're staying where we should.
Sheltering in place as directed. Once again, we're talking about the campus-wide alert that remains in place at Ohio State University. OSU police have reported an active shooter. They're reporting it at Watts Hall at 19th and College. Several dozens of officers have converged on campus. You might see them. They're urging students and faculty to shelter in place, as Colin Ridgway just explained. He's an OSU grad student who was in the area at the time of the incident. Also with us by phone, WOSU News reporter Esther Honig, and with me here in the studio, WOSU News director Mike Thompson.
Just for folks who are not on campus and don't know how this works, unfortunately, campus shootings are all too common. So campuses like Ohio State are prepared for when this happens. And occasionally we get a Buckeye alert on our text. If you students, faculty, and staff can sign up for Buckeye alerts on their phones, on email. And that's what happened today at 9:55. There was an alert that read, Buckeye alert, emergency on campus, more info soon, shelter in place, be observant, take action as needed, public safety responding. And then a couple of minutes later, another alert, active shooter on campus, run, hide, fight, Watts Hall, 19th and College. And then the latest is continue to shelter in place and wait for police officer directions. The run, hide, fight is also a tactic that is widely published on campus. In fact, WOSU Television produced a video for the OSU Police Department, and that's basically the advice for anyone who comes in contact with an active shooter. First, you run, if you can. Run away as fast as you can. Get to safety. If you can't run, then you hide behind something solid, something like that. Lock yourself in a room. Or the last resort is to fight. And there are videos that are distributed around campus. I believe the students who live in dorms are also shown these videos. And so, you know, unfortunately, the world we live in, campuses are prepared for this. And OSU put that into place, into action this morning.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 MPR News. Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We have a special program this hour. A campus-wide alert remains in place at Ohio State University, where OSU police report an active shooter at Watts Hall at 19th, and where seven people have been reported injured or in some way. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. If you have a question or comment, we'll try to answer it. Still with us by phone is Colin Ridgway. He's an Ohio State University grad student. He was in the area at the time of the incident this morning. Colin, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you see? Are you looking out a window or are you away from the windows?
I do have access to a visual of the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Right now, it appears there's a lot of activity. SWAT team appears to have to be around. There's many dogs and staff out walking on the road. They're just very alert, checking for any possible future attack.
614-292-8513. Once again, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. A campus-wide alert remains in place at Ohio State University. You just heard from Ohio State University grad student Colin Ridgway. He was in the area of the shooter this morning on the OSU campus. Police have surrounded and evacuated a parking garage at Tuttle and Lane. They're urging students and faculty to shelter in place, and that remains in effect. That's what Colin Ridgway is doing, the OSU grad student with us on the phone. Colin, when people were out in the courtyard when you were evacuated before you reentered the building, mm-hmm. what were they saying?
No one had any assumption that this was going to be a bad sign or anything bad was going to happen. It was just a normal routine sort of fire drill like you would do in high school. We were all standing just chatting and waiting for the fire department to leave. There was no sign of foul play whatsoever until the suspect saw that the fire department was leaving, and as soon as the fire department fire trucks left the area, that individual seized his opportunity to wreak havoc.
Okay, we're turning now to WOSU News reporter Sam Hendren, who is at the OSU Wexner Medical Center. Hi, Sam.
Paige, it's Sam.
Sam, you're at the Wexner Medical Center?
That's right. I'm out front of the emergency room at Wexner Medical. The officials who are the person who is giving information says that four people have been brought to OSU Wexner Medical Center's emergency department with non-life-threatening injuries. Sherry Kirk, a member of the communications staff of Wexner Medical, says that two people have been taken to Ohio health facilities. That could be Grant or Riverside, but probably Grant, since it's a trauma center.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know about their condition at this point.
We don't know. That's right.
That's Sam Hendren, WOSU News reporter. We're talking to him live from the Wexner Medical Center on the Ohio State campus, where they've taken four victims with non-life-threatening injuries. Two have been transported to an Ohio health facility, probably Grant, where there is a trauma center. That accounts for six out of what I understand, Sam, is a tally of eight people injured in this event today. Do we know anything about the other people?
Not as yet. All we know are the people who have been transported to hospitals, so wouldn't want to speculate on the condition of the other two. It doesn't, we just don't know right now. officials are not saying very much. They're not releasing patient information. They're not releasing names. They will respond, however, if we have a name to inquire about. People can, you know, call the OSU desk and check on the condition of a person. But as yet, we don't have any names to do that.
Colin Ridgway, just what's the mood there right now? How are you feeling?
Very, very concerned. My initial thought was this was just an isolated incident, but with the level of police activity, SWAT team, bomb squad, dogs, and vehicles, it's very concerning at this point. It's hard to come up with the words to say this. This is something you don't think happens to you.
Right. Well, Colin Ridgway, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Sam Hendren, is there any indication that there's anything else going on at this point? Do we know if they have anybody in custody? Do we know anything?
We don't know that because I'm unfortunately at the medical center. Perhaps Esther could give you more information on, you know, the condition near Watts Hall. We do know that the director of emergency medicine is about to come out and give us an update on the condition of staff or the people who were shot.
Okay.
Or injured. I'm sorry, I should not have used the word shot. But
because we understand that there are more than guns involved.
Apparently so.
Yeah. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. With me by phone, WOSU News reporter Sam Hendren giving us the latest about an event that kicked off after 9 this morning. It was around 10 o'clock this morning that OSU police reported an active shooter on campus. They have urged students and faculty to shelter in place. Once again, a campus-wide alert remains in place at Ohio State University. Still with me by phone, Sam Hendren, and also joining me in the studio, WOSU News Director Mike Thompson. What do we know, Mike?
Well, just to recap what we do know at this point, the fire department is saying 7 people have been sent to the hospital after an active shooter was reported at Ohio State University. The first report came at about just before 10 o'clock this morning of an active shooter, a text alert sent out by university police. We just heard from a witness who said that a car perhaps crashed into a group of students that had evacuated the building for a fire alarm. We know from a laboratory supervisor on campus that one professor was stabbed or cut by an assailant, stabbed in the leg. What the witnesses say that the witnesses' accounts say there was one man armed with a gun and a machete, unconfirmed witness accounts. The university is saying that students, faculty, and staff should still shelter in place at this point. The university has canceled all classes for today. There are what we know of 2 scenes, one near this Watts Hall on 19th and one at the parking garage at the corner of Lane and Tuttle. It's a parking garage right across the street from the Blackwell Hotel near the Fisher College of Business. There is a student services office complex on the first floor of that building. Our Esther Honig saw at least one person taken into custody, a person with his hands cuffed behind his back, taken into custody by police and taken away in a squad car. So that's what we know at this point. We don't know the extent of the injuries. We also have a witness report and a photograph of what appears to be a body on 19th. Witness reports say police shot that person. He was believed to be the shooter. That's unconfirmed at this point. That's what we know right now.
Sam Hendren has the medical director come out yet?
The communications coordinator here says that the shelter-in-place alert has been lifted. So that would indicate that they have recovered the person or persons responsible for the attacks. However, again, as I said, the alert has been lifted, but classes have been canceled for the day.
Heard
Mike Thompson say.
Yeah, right. As you were speaking, I got the text alert. Shelter in place has been lifted. This is the text alert from the OSU. Shelter in place lifted. Scene is now secure. All classes are canceled in Columbus for the remainder of the day. Area around 19th and College Ave is closed. And they also include a link of a list of buildings that are closed on campus. So apparently the situation is
under control.
Over.
The situation is
at least over on campus. Of course, we don't know the conditions of the folks who were taken to the hospital and what their status is.
We know the four that were taken to the OSU Wexner Medical Center. Four of them were taken in there with non-life-threatening injuries. Two other people were taken to an Ohio Health facility. WSU News reporter Sam Hendren conjectured that probably Grant Hospital, where there is a trauma unit. Two people there and four at OSU Wexner Medical Center, but we don't know about at least two others or maybe at least one other. That's unconfirmed. And Mike Thompson, we know that one person was taken out in handcuffs, a male, but we also know another person's down, and we don't know. Do we know yet that that was somebody that the police shot?
We don't know. Was what the grad student who you interviewed emailed to his colleagues and also said on our air that people he know saw that incident occur, that police chased that person and then shot him. And there is a picture of what appears to be a person matching the description that grad student told us lying on the ground. OSU has says the campus remains open today, but 14 buildings are closed until further notice. Faculty and staff in these buildings only can go home. So that includes Watts, Fontana, Smith, McPherson, Celeste, the ARPS garage, 14 buildings on campus are closed.
Joining us now, WOSU News reporter Esther Honig. Esther, where are you, and tell us what you know.
I am still outside the Lane Avenue garage. Looks like the police are secured the area, still active. Not sure that, we just saw that maybe 20 minutes ago, they removed an individual from the building and let him out of the building in handcuffs. But we haven't seen any commotion since that moment. Looks like they're still entering the parking garage. And again, I believe they're securing it, probably just double-checking, making sure if there's anything else within the building. That's all I have.
Have they said when they're going to talk to people, talk to the media, and let them know what's going on?
I've talked to other news crews here. They believe that can happen any moment now.
You're all in the same place.
Yep, I'm over here with a few other news stations. We were all corralled to the back of the ROTC building, just for our safety. But this is where we've been staking out and watching as things unfold.
Now, the Department of Public Safety on campus has called off its campus-wide alert. They're now, students and faculty no longer have to shelter in place. Are you seeing more movement out and about?
Yeah, they just saw two students from the ROTC building were able to leave. They went out the back door. Maybe there'll be a few more students following them. I'm not sure.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's a special hour right now. About 10 o'clock this morning, OSU police reported an active shooter on campus. We know that at least seven people have been injured, possibly eight. We know that four were taken with non-life-threatening injuries to the OSU Wexner Medical Center, two others taken to an Ohio Health facility. We know that somebody was taken away in handcuffs. We know that somebody is down. We don't know the extent of those injuries. We'll keep you updated this hour and throughout the day. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm your host, Ann Fisher. We are reporting on the shooting and other attack today at the OSU campus. At about 10 a.m. this morning, OSU police reported an active shooter on campus. At the time, campus-wide alert was put into place with police urging students and faculty to shelter in place. The campus-wide alert has been called off now. We do know four people were taken with non-life-threatening injuries to the OSU Wexner Medical Center, and two others were taken to an Ohio Health facility. What do we know, Sam Hendren? You're reporting there from the Wexner Medical Center. WSU News reporter Sam Hendren, what do we know now?
Yes, the briefing that was going to happen from Eric Adkins, the chief of emergency medicine, has been canceled. Instead, president of the university, Ohio State, Michael Drake, will give a press conference here at in front of the emergency department in 30 minutes. That's the latest.
We don't know anything more about anything.
We don't know anything about the conditions other than what you've reported as non-life-threatening injuries of the four who have been taken to Ohio State. That's the only information they're releasing. Not even patient names have been released.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. That's WOSU News reporter Sam Hendren. He's at the WOSU Wexner Medical Center, where four of as many as seven or eight people have been taken with non-life-threatening injuries. Two others have been taken to the Ohio Health facility at about 10 o'clock this morning. OSU police reported an active shooter at Watts Hall at 19th and College. Dozens of officers were converging on campus. There was a campus-wide alert that's now been called off. Students and staff are now leaving the buildings. There are as many as seven or eight buildings on campus that were where people were being told to shelter in place. We don't know much more than that, except that seven were injured, possibly eight. We know that one man was taken out of one of the buildings with his hands cuffed behind his back. Another body, I'm not sure if it remains in place on the sidewalk. I guess I'm going to say goodbye to Sam Hendren now, WOSU News reporter. Sam, thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. We're still waiting to hear from Esther Honig, WOSU News reporter Esther Honig, who is possibly talking to police at this point. Sam Hendren just reported that OSU President Michael Drake will address the university community in about 25 minutes. We'll try to cover that live for you. Again, you're listening to 89.7 NPR News. We're following the events. We're following the latest in the shooting that occurred on campus. It's possible that someone was stabbed. We heard from a OSU grad student earlier that a fire alarm went off about 9:30, quarter to 10 this morning, and that they thought it was an ordinary fire drill, nothing out of the ordinary, nothing to be concerned about, waited with several dozen other students in a courtyard at OSU, and only after a while were alerted to the fact that there was a shooter on campus. They went back into the buildings, returned to some building, they sheltered in place and were given instructions on a process by which the university handles these kind of situations. Unfortunately, these things aren't unusual anymore. The university has a process in place for managing it. It looks like they've got things under control now as they have called off the campus-wide alert. They've called off the shelter-in-place warning. We're going to be hearing from OSU President Michael Drake in about 20 minutes. We'll get the latest on that. If you saw us in about 30 minutes, I guess we're going to hear from OSU President Michael Drake. If you saw something, if you want to share what you saw, if you were a witness, and we'll have you go through our screener, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.com. www.theathletic.org. Again, police have called off the campus-wide alert at Ohio State University. Students and faculty are now leaving the buildings that were involved in the incident this morning. They had also surrounded and evacuated a parking garage at Tuttle and Lane. Two people have been taken to an Ohio health facility. We assume that is Grant Hospital, where there is a trauma unit. Also, four people were taken to OSU Wexner Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. There are as many as eight people involved. Four of them have been taken to OSU Wexner Medical Center. And in about 30 minutes, OSU President Michael Drake will address the community, give us the latest press conference with the head of emergency medicine at Wexner Medical Center was called off. If you have a question, if you want to join the conversation, if you can share some of your insights, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Melissa in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
You said you drove by the scene where the body was reported.
Yeah, I came down. I'm on high now, but I drove past and, like, all the students are out going home, and there definitely was not a body. So they either moved it or something.
Are you sure that you drove by the scene where they said the body was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the body's been removed.
Yes.
All right. What else did you see on campus? The mood? Are people moving around and... Or is it pretty isolated, or is it pretty abandoned?
It looks pretty normal.
Okay.
Actually, for a school day, people are moving around, they're on their phones. They all are obviously leaving the buildings and going home.
Yeah.
There's a lot of police presence still. So at Lane, at 11th, they still have it blocked off. So road traffic can't get down 11th or 12th. Toward where things were going on. But there are lots of students walking around on High Street.
All right. Melissa, thanks for that call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
That's Melissa in Columbus. She just drove by the spot where the body had been reported down on the OSU campus. She says there is no body anymore. We haven't been able to confirm that. Facebook has released a safety check feature for Ohio State shooting. If you want to check that out. Melissa just reported that 11th and 12th streets are still blocked off by police. There was an active shooter on the OSU campus this morning. Ohio State University police alerted the main campus community at about 9:45. They reported a shooter at Watts Hall at West 19th Avenue and College Road. They were warning everyone to be alert of their surroundings and to shelter in place. That has now been called off. The campus-wide alert has now been called off at OSU. And still with me in the studio, Mike Thompson.
Yes, well, just recapping, OSU President Michael Drake is expected to make a statement within the hour between 12 and 12:15 from what the OSU President's office is saying. So we'll hear what he has to say. Mayor Andrew Ginther tweeted out this morning, "We lift up the victims and first responders of the tragedy this morning at Ohio State University in our thoughts and prayers." That's the statement, the tweet released by the office of Mayor Andrew Ginther, mayor of Columbus.
You know, you mentioned earlier, Mike Thompson, that the process by which they managed this incident has been pretty set in stone. I mean, these things are not unusual around the country, but I don't remember anything like this happening at OSU before.
No, the only thing that that comes close to this is a few years ago. I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago now. There was a man shot in the facilities. I'm not sure what the facilities was down by the stadium. A disgruntled former employee came back and shot his boss. but that was not similar to this in that it appears here that there's some randomness to today's incident. That was a deliberate act by a disgruntled employee. It was after that that Ohio State really did tighten up its procedures for how to handle these situations. And of course, after the Virginia Tech shooting and things like that is when they really ramped up the text alert system, the shelter in place system, the run, hide, fight scenario, where they really drill that down into students and staff and faculty to what to do in the event that something like this happens.
Right. And as you mentioned earlier, WOSU has produced a film on that, an instructive film.
Yes. The OSU Police Department used our producers and photographers, videographers to produce the film. And it's really pretty scary stuff to watch, you know, basically what to do in a situation like this. And I know that that video has gotten a lot of views online. You can actually just go on YouTube and just Google OSU safety run, hide, fight, and you probably can see it yourself right now. But I know that's been disseminated quite widely on campus to students and staff.
Once again, Facebook has released a safety check feature for Ohio State shooting. If you want to check that out, that might be your best bet to contact people that you care about on campus. If you have a question or comment, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. We just heard from WOSU News Director Mike Thompson. The campus-wide alert has ended at the Ohio State University campus. It kicked off at about 10 o'clock this morning when OSU police reported an active shooter at Watts Hall at 19th and College. There probably are, from what we understand, still dozens of officers on campus, but students and faculty are now permitted to move around as normally. We heard from a caller earlier, Melissa, who said that it looked like a normal day on campus, except for the fact that instead of heading to classes, the students and everybody else are probably heading home. Classes have been canceled for the day at Ohio State University. The police also surrounded and evacuated a parking garage at Tuttle and Lane earlier today. Two people have been taken to an Ohio health facility. We do not know anything about their conditions. Also, four people were taken to Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. That means that at least one, possibly two people are still unaccounted for. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Mary in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Actually, I'm in Fairfield County, but I just want to remind people that there was a shooting, I think it was in 1997, at the Wexner Center for the Performing Arts, where a disgruntled man who was mentally ill and had some kind of beef after an exchange in the gift shop came back to the Wexner Center armed with a gun, shot and killed one policeman, missed another or guard, mm-hmm. missed another officer, and my daughter was a graduate student at the time, and she was a witness to this, and the shooter walked past her fully armed, for some reason did not try to kill her, and went home and killed himself.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you, Mary, for that call. Right, a February 1997 incident, Ohio State police officer fatally shot while responding to a call at the Wexner.
And there was one, about a year ago at the Wexner Art Center as well, where a person defaced and shot up some paintings. I don't think anyone was hurt in that incident. I forget.
I think, and then took their own life.
The person took his own life, but no other people were injured in that case. It's a big campus. There are violent incidents that occur on campus, and that's why the university has this alert system. And many times we get the alerts if there's a robbery near one of the dorms or just across High Street. and the all clear comes fairly quickly. This is the first time in my memory that an event of this magnitude has happened on campus.
Right. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. If you're just joining us, the campus-wide alert has ended at the Ohio State University campus, where police reported an active shooter earlier today at Watts Hall at 19th and College. We know that at least one person has been taken away in handcuffs. We know that one person was down on the sidewalk. We don't know who that person is. We know that four people were taken to the OSU Wexner Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. Two others were taken to an Ohio health facility. We're still waiting to hear more about them. OSU President Michael Drake will be holding a press conference in roughly 20 minutes at the OSU campus. We'll have our reporters on the scene covering that for you, and we may be able to air that live as well.
We're trying to.
Yeah, we're working on that right now. We know that eight people were reported injured. We don't know to what extent. Four non-life-threatening injuries. Two, we don't know. They've been taken to an Ohio health facility. The other one or two, we're not sure about at all. We don't know if the person in handcuffs was the alleged shooter. We don't know much of anything. We're hoping that OSU President Michael Drake can clear up some of this. Of course, it's an ongoing investigation, and it's always sketchy at this point in the process in terms of getting your facts right. That's why we resist the urge to give you too much information, because it's very little has been confirmed.
Just the closest thing we came to an eyewitness was that grad student who said that there was a fire alarm that went off, and as the students were gathered waiting to know what to do after the fire alarm, a car rammed into that crowd, and at least one person armed with a knife and a gun attacked people. That's what this witness saw and heard as he ran back into his building near that Watts Hall. And we're all waiting. We're waiting to hear from official word from police as to exactly what happened, what the possible motive was, who the people are that they've taken into custody, the person that we believe was shot, who he is. Hopefully in the next couple hours we'll find all this out.
We'll be covering it as things unfold throughout the day on 89.7 NPR News. Like I said, the campus-wide alert has ended at Ohio State University. OSU police reported an active shooter there this morning. That is all under control now. Someone's been taken into custody. We don't know what for. We don't know how many people are involved, but we'll have all of the information as it unfolds right here on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks to Mike Thompson for joining me here in the studio. And thanks to our reporters, Esther Honig and also Sam Hendren, for their help today. And thanks to you for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.